I heard Pierce Doherty's comment this morning on your radio station in relation to Mary Coughlan. I think it's typical innuendo from Pierce Doherty. But certainly I found him sick up at this stage. You know, Pierce is full of innuendo, answers to everything and solutions to nothing. You know, lest he forget that there's very few farmers in this county that has a much easier way of life today because of the grants you provided for sheds in their backyards. There's many projects across Donegal that Mary Coughlan had her hands on. Schools, the amount of SNAs that have been provided over the last 15 years, the work that have been done to the majority, if not all schools, well, there's a number, small number still lying out there that had to be done, but the majority of schools got a lot of work done to them over the last 15 years. Not everything was perfect, but a lot of work was done in Donegal, and when Pierce Doherty does a fraction of that work...
But I suppose Deputy Pierce Doherty would probably say if Sinn Féin get into government, then he will do a lot for Donegal.
Well, they're in government in Northern Ireland, and if he was a Republican, then he makes out to be, his first agenda for Donegal would be day five, and he'd be honest, he'd be on it day and night. The reality is they've done little or nothing for that project over the last number of years where they had the opportunity. And to me, the reality is that Sinn Féin will prosper in areas where people are doing poorly.
And regarding Mary Coughlan, do you think she'll run in the general election?
I have no idea. I was a personal friend of Mary, a personal colleague in the Dáil. I have no idea, having discussed it with Mary. I suppose today wasn't necessarily about defending Mary. It was the fact that the attack was made on Mary and the party.